Now, for anyone who doesn't know, exactly what are the Gardens of Stone?
Right. Well, imagine you're transported to the western side of the Blue Mountains at the junction of the Great Dividing Range and the Blue Mountain Range. It's 1,100 metres. It's probably pretty wet up there. There's 1,000 plant species there, 42 rare plants, 42 rare animals, 16 endangered ecological communities. It's all nestled into this amazing landscape of what locals call pagodas. These are platy sandstone pinnacles, and they're bunched up in collections like villages. So these villages of stone are surrounded by great biodiversity. So it's that combination of unique geodiversity and biodiversity that gives the name the Gardens of Stone. It really is a garden of stone.
It is absolutely stunning as well. I've been looking at photos all morning, and it is just such a beautiful example of Australian landscape, and especially the landscape we have up towards the Blue Mountains and up towards that way. What is threatening the Gardens of Stone? Why is it under threat?
Oh, I could list a million reasons. One, I think, is just neglect. The indifference of... there's a bipartisan indifference towards its protection. It has become degraded through neglect. The executive of government, the government agencies, actually support its protection, but numerous occasions, government, the elected government, does not. And that primarily is the biggest threat to the area. It's lack of management. It's a lack of vision of government. If this park was established up there, a reserve protecting this amazing landscape, and if it was invested in properly as a park, such as Royal or Ku-ring-gai, then people would flock to it because it has gentle terrain and amazing diversity. It's a real wonderland to explore, and those that know it constantly go back and rediscover new things there. And so that is what the potential is, this wonderful opportunity, but yet it's never been grasped by any government. So I'm not going to finger anyone particular, but I am, you know, very disappointed. Corporations are guilty, individuals are guilty, people who dump rubbish there are guilty, of course, but I don't want to finger any one particular person. It's just a collective lack of vision and opportunity of this great natural asset that we have up there. And it's so sad that we can't protect it, that we can't, in this day and age, have the vision to see that you could double the tourism in Lithgow. Double it. Easy. Mm. No question. And create many new jobs in Lithgow. And that community is struggling. Its young always leave Lithgow because there are no jobs for them there. And yet this is crying out as an opportunity, and yet no one seems to be able to grasp it.
Have you seen any negative impacts at the Gardens of Stone because it isn't currently protected and it is being kind of poorly managed at the moment? Are you seeing the environment suffer as a result?
Suffer? It's being mutilated. It's tragic. Okay, so hundreds of cliff falls, loss of nationally endangered ecological communities.
Gosh.
That sort of scale of damage. Pollution of rivers. You have to go to the Supreme Court to get mining companies to treat the water that they discharge currently into our drinking water supply. That has happened last year. That was what was done to stop now an approval of 40 megalitres of mine water being discharged into the Cox's River. A court ordered that cease, and a water treatment plant is now being built so that we get better water quality down the Cox and into our Lake Burragarang, the main water supply for Sydney.
Mm.
So there are major damages there, but there are young men on trail bikes just tearing the place apart, rushing through the bush. It's not that they're doing this in a lawful fashion, they're just doing it, and no one's able to stop them. They don't have a license, they don't have a registered vehicle, they are just doing it. If they have accidents, which happen there all the time, then, you know, it could lead to, well, it does lead to tragedy. There are helicopter evacuations up there almost every weekend with injured young men being taken off to a base hospital for being patched up because they've raced into a tree.
Gosh.
And, I mean, it's the Wild West. Mm. And, you know, it's like the Klondike in Alaska at the turn of the century. It's just completely out of control, and government is just not being effective in establishing effective management of its outstanding values, which families would love to enjoy. I know lots of people who are in their 70s and even in their 80s that go there bushwalking. You can reach it as a day walk from Sydney and travel to and from there on a Saturday or a Sunday. If people of that age can go, then a whole family can go up there and enjoy it and explore it. If it was interpreted, if there were tracks and presentation, if there were places to stay, if it was connected up with Lithgow by sealing roads to Lithgow, if Lithgow could present the area as its best asset, then all of that could change, and the neglect and abuse would stop, and people would realise that the area is worth being properly managed and respected.
Keith, if anyone out there is listening and they're like I am, sitting here thinking that we do need to protect this site, how can the public get involved? What's their best way to help protect the Gardens of Stones?
Well, the best way is to join the Colong Foundation for Wilderness or the Blue Mountains Conservation Society or the Lithgow Environment Group. Those groups are dedicated to protection of the area. We have a small group of people who are working on it. If they wish to contact the Colong Foundation, the Colong Foundation's contacts are on the website. We've got a Gardens of Stone website. You can join up there and leave a message with on that site through signing up to a petition. You can write to the Premier and appeal. But I think that this government's already made up its mind, and it's tragically not agreeing to support the area. But we may take yet this issue to Parliament and have an argument over it. We may be doing that sooner rather than later. And you know, but it's not got any major party support, and so it's not an issue that isn't known about. It's just that for some strange reason, major parties think that this issue is toxic. I don't understand that. But that's really where it's at. We've, you know, it's not a proposal which would cease any of the resource extraction, because, you know, we've been arguing for this issue, for this area, for its protection for over 30 years. And we've had to move on from a pristine argument. This is an argument now for compromise. Because it is no longer in a pristine state. Sadly, that opportunity disappeared over the horizon in the early 90s. So we really are looking at damaged goods, but it's still an outstanding area with spectacular values, and no one disputes that the values are there. They just don't want to protect them.
Well, Keith, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
That was Keith Murther. He's the director of the Coolong Foundation for Wilderness, speaking on why the Gardens of Stone should be protected from resource extraction and mismanagement. For more detailed information, we'll pop some links on the podcast at the end of the show, 2scr.com/weekendbrekkie. If you've got a chance today, jump online, have a look at the photos of the Gardens of Stone as well. They are truly, truly beautiful.